So in this story from Chaitanya Charitamrita, we're beginning a new story here. This is from Madhya Lila chapter 10, verse 49 through 60. Bhavananda Rai offers his family to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, the implication of describing this story is that anyone who has a family, of course, it should be offered, that family should be offered to Lord Chaitanya. Of course, if you want to get philosophical, there's something called Indriya Kula. Indriya Kula. Kula means family. So that if you apply it to a person, well, I don't have any family. I'm an individual. I'm Brahmachari Sannyasi or a single lady. You see, no, you have a family also. Your five, your ten senses, your 11 senses called Indriya Kula. So then your Indriya Kula, the family that Bhavananda Roy offered his family to Lord Chaitanya, so we should offer our family also. Indriya Kula. Indriya Kula. We should offer our Karmindriya, that's five family members. Our Gyanindriya, that's five family members. Then the big boss, the godfather. Who's the godfather of all of them? Mano. Mano Vigyani. Or whatever. Some big Italian mafioso. The 11th family member is the mind. So these are the 11 senses, Indriya Kula. So we offer, we can also apply it like that. Bhavananda Rai offered his family members, so we can offer our family members. That's pretty difficult. But that's what our attempt is. We're trying to offer all of our family members to the divine service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in this story, this is verse 49 through 60. We can see how he did that. How did Bhavananda Rai do that? And who were his family members? Hina Kali Aila Tata Bhavananda Rai Chari Putra Sange Pore Mahaprabhu Pai. At this time, Bhavananda Rai appeared. This is in Jagannath Puri. The Lord's return to Jagannath Puri. So at this time, in Puri, Bhavananda Rai appeared with four of his sons, and all of them fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chari Putra Sange Pore Mahaprabhu Pai. Bhavananda Rai had five sons, one of whom was the exalted personality Rai Ramananda. So he was already there. So then he bought the other four. Sarva Bhoma Kahiye Raya Bhavananda Hinhara Pratama Putra Raya Raya Ramananda. Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya continued. Now he's speaking. So now we have to transport ourselves to Jagannath Puri. We were in Benares. Last story, we were in Benares. Ishwara Puri instructs Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We learned all about the instructions that Lord Chaitanya received from his guru by hearing Lord Chaitanya speak the same instructions to Prakashananda Saraswati. You know, that's just a perfect disciple. He hears from his guru, then he repeats faithfully. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from his guru, Tomara Murka, you're a fool. And he repeated the same thing. Ami Tomara Murka, my guru said I am just a fool. I'm not fit for Vedanta. I can simply chant the holy name. Krishna Mantra Sada, Krishna Mantra Sar. Always chant, this is the essence of everything. So now we're leaving Benares, and it's really, I'm glad to leave there. So many Mayavadis. Now we're going back. We're returning with the Lord. We've come to Jagannath Puri, and there's so much Mahaprasad everywhere. We're very happy to have that Mahaprasad, and everywhere we look, we see Jagannath's smiling face, and Subhadra, and Balaram, and the waves are calling us, and they're pounding on the ocean beach, reminding us of the endless waves of ecstasy flowing in the heart of Mahaprabhu. And so we're there in Puri, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is speaking, and we're hearing. So he's saying that, Sarvabhauma is saying, this is Bhavananda Rai, the father of Sri Ramananda Rai, who is his first son. So this is, in other words, Bhavananda Rai has appeared in the Sangha, in the among the Bhaktagan, and Mahaprabhu is there, and Rai Ramananda is there, Sarupa Damodara is there, and so many devotees are there. So now this, the father of Rai Ramananda has come into the assembly, and he's known to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, being a senior person of equal rank with Bhavananda Rai, of same age, etc., he's doing the proper introductions. This is the culture. The elder introduces the elder like this. So Lord Chaitanya is quite younger, obviously. So he's being introduced. Bhavananda Rai is being formally introduced to Lord Chaitanya by Sarvabhauma.
Tabe Mahaprabhu Tanre Kaila Alingan Stuti Kari Kahe Ramananda Vivaran. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Rai with great respect and spoke of his son Ramananda Rai. Stuti Kare Kahe. Stuti.
With great respect. Stuti Kari. Stuti Kari, in one sense, it means he started offering practically prayers, stutis and stavas. He started offering prayers and glorification of the illustrious first son of Bhavananda Rai.
Ramananda Hina Ratna Janhara Tanai Tanhara Mahimna Loke Kahana Najai.
Mahaprabhu honored Bhavananda Rai by saying, "The glories of a person who has a jewel of a son like Ramananda Rai cannot be described in this mortal world." This is called paroksha. What is it called? Parokshavad. It's indirect glorification, which is much more pleasing and appeasing to the Lord, pleasing to the Lord than direct glorification. Instead of saying, "Oh, you are really a great person. You have such a great son. You're such a great father to have produced such an illustrious son." That's called direct. But he's saying, that person who has a jewel-like son like Ramananda, he cannot be described in the three worlds, in all the mortal worlds. And then Bhavananda's thinking, well, that's me. That person is me.
It says, Mahima. Mahimna Mahima Loke Kahana Jai. Sakshat Pandu Tumi Tomara Patni Kunti. Pancha Pandava Tomara Pancha Putra Mahamati.
He's saying, Mahaprabhu said to Bhavananda, to glorify him, these are his stutis, these are his prayers, his glorification of Bhavananda Rai, the father of Rai Ramananda, Ramananda Rai. He's saying, your son is a jewel. You have a jewel-like son. He is a great jewel, most valuable, rare, precious gem. And you can't describe. He can't be described. There's nowhere you can't describe. Anyway, I'll try to say something to describe. So this is what I can say. Bhavananda Rai, this is Lord Chaitanya speaking, you are Maharaj Pandu himself. And your wife is Kunti Devi herself. All your highly intellectual sons are representatives of the five Pandavas. This is Mahamati. Mahamati means they're greatly intelligent, very good intelligence, Mahamati. You are Pandu, and your wife is Kunti, and your five sons, Ramananda Rai, and that such. They're all the Panch Pandavas. This is Lord Chaitanya's statement. Then he says, Krishna's Kaviraj speaks,
Rai Kahayami Shudra, Vishayi Adam, Tabu Tumi Sparsha E Ishvara Lakshan.
After hearing Mahaprabhu's praise, Bhavananda Rai submitted. In other words, this is generally the nature when devotees meet one another. This is, you'll see in this exchange, in this ukti, or this verbal exchange between Bhavananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya, you'll learn something about Vaishnava behavior. There's so many levels and layers of teachings here. So we will learn in this exchange something about Vaishnava behavior. On one side, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's exalting. He's exalting Bhavananda Roy. Oh, you're so great. Your son is a gem. Your son is a jewel. And you, your son is a rare jewel. And there are no words in this universe which can describe how exalted you are. So Lord Chaitanya is really putting him on a very high pedestal. He's really glorifying and elevating Bhavananda Roy. So now how will Bhavananda Roy reply? And how he replies, then you'll understand something of the mentality and the heart and the behavior of a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. Whereas a materialist, if someone glorifies him, he generally says, yes, yes, you're quite right. When you glorify him, his chest becomes very broad and his head comes up very high. And he extends his neck, yes, yes, anior, anior, more, more, speak more, speak more. This is music to my ears. My glorification, yes, yes. And then often when they have these Lions Club or Rotary Club meetings, they introduce some speaker. Yes, we would like to introduce Mr. So-and-so. He wrote this book. He's a president of this, and he's a CEO of this, and ME and this and that. And then he's sitting in his chair. And then everyone claps their hands. But now what is the response after Bhavananda Roy hears such glorification from God? God is glorifying him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Ami Shudra Vishayi Adam. Ami Shudra Vishayi Adam. Tabu Tumi Sparsha E Ishvara Lakshan. Bhavananda Roy submitted, I am a Shudra. I am in the fourth class of social order. And I'm engaged in mundane affairs. Although I am very fallen, you have still touched me. Because previously in the story, Mahaprabhu welcomed, when Mahaprabhu was introduced, here is the father of Ramananda Roy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and gave him premalingana. He embraced him. Body to body, chest to chest, premalingana. He embraced him. And now he's saying, oh, you are a high class Brahmin. You're born in a high class Brahmin family from Navadvip. Because Bhavananda Roy doesn't understand it. He's God. He knows something of his position, who he is. He's a great sannyasi. He's a Paramahamsa, Paribrajak sannyasi. And he's born in a high-class Brahmin family, Mishra family. He's a famous pundit of Navadvip. And me, I'm a Shudra. You lose your caste by touching me. You become so contaminated and defiled by contacting my body. I'm a Shudra. I'm a Vishayi. I'm totally attached. On one side, you're a sannyasi, you're a Paramahamsa sannyasi. Vairagya Vidya, so much knowledge and detachment. And what am I? I'm the opposite. You're a sadhu, I'm a papi. I'm a vishayi. I'm a sense gratifier. Pounds, shillings, pence. Women, wives, house, food, power, land, influence. Pratishta, pratishtata. I'm full of this pratishtata. Adam, I'm very low person, fallen person. But despite my disqualification, despite my lack of having any good qualities, you, such an exalted person, you embraced me, showed such intimacy towards me, such love, such affection, disregarding all my disqualification, disregarding all my contamination. How broad-minded are you? And then he says, this is the proof that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Krishna is the father of all living entities. Every living entity, fly, demigod, cockroach, alligator, they're all children of God. He loves them all. God loves all of His creation. They're all His parts and parcels. Mamaya vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. So he's showing his love. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vidyavanaya Sampane Brahmanigavi Hastani Shuni Cheva Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshanaha. So this is Nimai Pandit. And Bharo Pandit. Great Pandit. Bharo Pandit. Maha Pandit. And he's showing this Tulya Darshan, Samadarshan, equal vision. friend or foe. There's no friend or foe. All are friendly. All are friends. All are welcome. All are loved. All are accepted. All are honored. This is the bhakti drishti. This is bhakti drishti. This is the look of love, bhakti lochan, the glance of love. All are welcome. All are equal. All are friends. All are related. There are no enemies in this plane. There's no envy on this plane. So this is the Prem Purushottam. Prem Purushottam Bhagavan Gauranga. Bhagavan Gauranga Prem Purushottam Patita Pavan Avatar. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So all are welcome. None are barred. All are welcome. Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Sindhi, Bindi, anyone, everyone. Rich, poor, Russian, American, German, French, children, adults, everyone. Animals, everyone can come. Everyone's welcome. There's no discrimination. Prabhupada's purport. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmin, a cow, elephant, dog, and dog eater. Those who are highly advanced in spiritual knowledge do not care about a person's material condition. A spiritually advanced person sees the spiritual identity of every living entity, and consequently he makes no distinction between a learned Brahmin, dog, chandal, or anyone else. He is not influenced by the material body, but sees a person's spiritual identity. Consequently, Bhavananda Rai appreciated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement, which showed that the Lord did not consider the position of Bhavananda Rai, who actually belonged to the Shudra caste engaged in mundane activities. Rather, the Lord considered the spiritual position of Bhavananda Rai along with that of Ramananda Rai and his brothers. The servant of the Lord is also similarly inclined. The Lord's servant gives shelter to any person - any living entity. So Shamu, Ramu, Guleri, Pucky. Prabhupada says the Lord's servant, he gives shelter to any person - person means human being, Manush. - any living entity. The Lord's servant, the bhakta, the Krishnadasi, they give shelter. They help, they feed, they nourish, they protect, guide, uplift any person, any human being, and also any living entity. Dog, a cat, anyone comes to the shelter of a Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava especially. Yes, you're my friend, brother dog, brother cat, brother bird, brother squirrel. Yes, eat, take prasad, be happy. Take prasad, take maha water, drink Giriraj's maha water, eat Giriraj's maha bhadra, be happy. Listen to the chanting. This is the mood, the shelter, the ashray. He gives shelter to any person, any living entity, regardless of whether he belongs to a Brahmin family or a Chandala family. The spiritual master reclaims all people and encourages everyone in spiritual life. By taking shelter of such a devotee, one can make his life successful, as confirmed in the second canto, chapter 4, verse 18. Kiratuhu nandra palinda pulkasha habira shamba Yavana kasadaya Yanye chapapa yarapashraya shraya Shadyanti tasmai pravavishnave namaha Kiratas, Hunas, Andras. Andras, Andhra Pradesh is also included. Pulindas, Pulkashas, Abiras. Abiras, that is the caste that Krishna was in. So Krishna is also included here. Nanda Maharaj was in a class of Vaishyas called Abira. Abiras, Shumbas, Yavanas, we're also included. and members of the Kasha races, and even others who are addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord due to His being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him. Whoever takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His pure devotee is elevated to the spiritual order and purified from material contamination. This is also confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, 9.3.2. Mami partavya pashritya yepi syu papayonaya striyo vaishyastata shudras tipi yanti param gatim. O son of Prita, Arjun, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, shudras, they can attain the supreme destination. Nija griha vitta britya panchaputra sane atma samarpilonami tomaracharane. Appreciating Mahaprabhu's favor, Bhavananda Rai also said, Nija griha vitta britya. Along with my home, griha, riches, vitta, servants, britya, and five sons, I surrender myself at your lotus feet. So this is the prabhav, the great influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those who represent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they also have this bhakti prabhav, this influence, the power of transformation. We have these college courses, transformational psychology, turning the face from Krishna Bahirmukh to Krishna Mukh, Antarmukh. Looking within to see Krishna. So upon meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by touching him, by being embraced by Lord Chaitanya, he became so much inclined to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And by hearing a few words from the lotus mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was ready to give up everything, surrender everything. So this is the power of the touch of the Vaishnavas. Sparsha, Sparsha Lingana. The Vaishnavas, if someone touches the body of a Vaishnava, they become purified. If someone sees the face of a Vaishnava, they become purified. If someone hears the holy words from the lips of a Vaishnava, they become purified. And if that Vaishnava is 100% pure representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can become totally transformed on the spot. Lavamatra, lavamatra, what does it say? Sarusanga, sarusanga, sarvashastra hoy, lavamatra sarusanga, sarvasiddhi hoy. This is saru prabhav, bhakti prabhav, bhakta prabhav. Lavamatra, lavamatra, all the shastras proclaim sarvashastra. Sarvashastra, every shastra, every holy book is saying sarusanga, sarusanga, sarvashastra hoy, lavamatra. The saru is associating with the saru in the ways I mentioned, touching him, seeing him, and most importantly, hearing from him is so powerful that even a momentary association, lava mantra, can give one siddhi, can give one perfection, can put one on the path of perfection, can immediately stop one's sojourn in the samsara chakra and put the person on the path, sadhavartman avartate, put him on the sadhavartman, put him on the path of truth, back home, back to Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has created that transformation in Bhavananda Roy. So Bhavananda Roy is ready. My Lord, whatever I have in my possession, manasadeha yokichimor. Manasadeha yokichimor. Manasadeha keho jokichimor. Marakobe mar. I'm taking shelter of you for protection. Whatever I have, I'm offering to you. My Lord, what do I have? Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what do I have? Well, I have my five sons. I offer them to you. I have my wealth, vitta. I offer that to you. I have my griha, my house. I offer that to you. And in my house, I have my britya, my servants, my house servants. I offer them to you. So what's left? Whatever I have, body, mind, words, wealth, everything, I'm offering it to you. This is the first meeting, one meeting with a devotee, the ideal devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, he's also Bhagavan. And everything's happening like this. So much power. So Prabhupada explains, this is the process of surrender. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Manasa deha geha joho kichamor arpilantu ya pade nanda kishor. When one surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord, he does so with everything in his possession, house, body, mind, and whatever else he possesses. If there is any obstruction to this surrendering process, one should immediately give it up without attachment. One can surrender with all his family members. There is no need to take sannyas. However, if the surrendering process is hampered by so-called family members, one should immediately give them up to the complete surrendering process. So there's, you can stay in household life and surrender. You can, and if, but if being surrounded by house and family and servants is retarding your surrender or delaying your surrender, then one may give those things up to favor the path of surrender. Evani natha rahi me tomara charane jabe jayagyata karibe sevane. This son, Vaninath, will remain at your lotus feet to always immediately attend to your orders and serve you. So now, of course, Ramananda Roy is already engaged in the full service of Lord Chaitanya. So that was his first son. So now the father has come with his other four sons to offer at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he's offering each son one by one and saying, yes, this son, because he knows the qualification of his son. He knows the biodata of his son. He knows what each son is good at, what talents he has, what ability he has. So without, to save Lord Chaitanya the time of having to perform an interview or job interview, if Lord Chaitanya simply said, here's my four sons, and then leaves, then Lord Chaitanya would have to interview them one by one. Well, what can you do? Do you know typing? Do you know computer? Do you know internet? No, I don't know. Do you know cooking? No. Do you know massage? No. Do you know kirtan? No. Do you know a mridanga? You're useless. What can you do in the preaching mission? Well, I'm a good chokidar. Okay, you'll be the chokidar. You throw out any demons come in the temple, you throw them out. There's always some usefulness. Everyone has a usefulness. We have to find the way and where for it to do it. So to save Lord Chaitanya the time, the father, he offered each son and told Lord Chaitanya, yes, this son can do this son can do that. So then immediately, without any hesitation, without any delay, these sons could immediately be enlisted in Lord Chaitanya's service, immediately, without any wasting time. So while speaking this, I'm thinking of one anecdote of Srila Prabhupada, and he explains how Prabhupada was not very successful initially in his preaching in India, in Jhansi and other places, in order to establish his League of Devotees, which is a forerunner of ISKCON. The predecessor of ISKCON was the League of Devotees, which he began in Jhansi, UP. And Prabhupada had several lifelong friends, and one of them had three sons. A very, very dear and intimate friend of Srila Prabhupada. They were lifelong friends. And Prabhupada met with his Indian friend. He said, listen, my friend, you have three sons. And I would like, because you know me so well, and you know everything about me, you know my character and my life and what I represent. So I would like to beg you, could you contribute one of your sons? Can you donate one of your sons to me? And what I will do, if you do that, I will train your son to become a pure Brahmin, a pure devotee of Krishna. And I will prepare him to travel and preach all around the world to benefit people around the world, give them the greatest welfare, the greatest charity. The greatest charity one can ever give is the charity of knowledge. It's called Vidyadan. Vidyadan, and what to speak of Paravidya. Vidyadan is the greatest charity, to give knowledge of some field or some area of study. But the greatest form of all vidya is paravidya, knowledge of God, atma-tattva-gyan. So he will be the greatest welfare worker. He will be distributing the greatest charity all over the world, paravidya-dhan. And you will be famous, and you will become glorious, and generations of your ancestors will become liberated, 14 generations, by having such an illustrious son in your family. He will become like a sandalwood tree in a forest and give fragrance to your entire dynasty. Can you please donate one of your sons? Prabhupada presented like this. And then what did the man say? Oh, Swamiji, you are my very good friend. And I have known you my whole life. And we are like one. You are my heart and I am your heart. And I am loving you so much. And you love me so much. I can do anything for you and you can do anything for me. But there's one thing I cannot do. I cannot give you one son. Because I am attached to all three of my sons. I want all my sons to be Vishayis, just like me. Agarwal 1, Agarwal 2, Agarwal 3. They must become Pakka Agarwals and carry on the family business of selling shoes. This is a very important contribution to human society, selling shoes. If the shoe fits, wear it. So Swamiji recounted this story. Swamiji is Srila Prabhupada. He recounted this story saying, I was not very successful convincing my fellow Indians to take up this Krishna consciousness. But when I came to the West and I convinced all of you, then I knew that now this is my secret weapon. When I bring you Western people back to India, then people will take notice. Oh, Swamiji has converted the foreigners, the Americans, the British. They have become Vaishnavas. Oh, maybe there's something in this. Maybe there's something in this Krishna consciousness. Maybe I should take it seriously. I never took Swamiji seriously before. So now we see in India how seriously people are taking Krishna consciousness. And it's all because of the icha, the desire of Srila Prabhupada. He wanted all of India to become Krishna conscious. He even said in another conversation, he said, my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta, he wanted me to preach in the Western worlds. He wanted me to go to the West and preach. So I've tried to execute that order and I've been successful to some extent. But it was my desire, it was my personal agenda, it was my personal desire to preach in India. To preach in India and spread this Krishna consciousness in India. This is my personal desire. So I tried my best to fulfill my guru's order by preaching in the West, and obviously no one can argue that Srila Prabhupada did that in a fabulous way. And then he spent the last few years of his life establishing his mission in India, his preaching campaign in India, which was his personal desire. So some of Prabhupada's disciples, they have taken up the mission of preaching in India as their personal mission in life. Because they heard this conversation, that this was Prabhupada's personal desire. So our Param Guru wanted our Guru Maharaj to preach in the West, but our Guru, his heart's desire was to preach in India. So this person sitting here has committed his life to preaching in India. Because this was Prabhupada's personal desire to preach in India. So everyone is doing their work. So this is our contribution or our understanding of what we should be, how we should be engaged in the service of our Guru Maharaj. Traveling and preaching in India. And some might say, oh, you should go to the West. And I say, yes, yeah, sometimes I go to the West. I go to Jaipur. And preach in Jaipur. Oh, you should come to the Far East. Yes, I go. I go to Mayapur. And I preach in Mayapur. Oh, you should come to the South. Go to the South. It's South America and so many places. Yes, I go to Bombay, Bangalore, Chennai, and preach there. You should go to the North. Yes, it's actually about 3 hours north of Vrindavan is Delhi. So I go to Delhi and preach. And also been to Chandigarh and preach. And Badrinath and Haridwar and Rishikesh. I've been preaching there. So my north, south, Uttar Dig, Pashchim Dig, Dakshin Dig, Purva Dig is only in Bharat. Jai Bharat Mata. And after all, you have to consider, I am an Indian citizen. Bharata Bhumate Hoile Manasa Janmanjar. So when I became Indian citizen, that means I have been born in India. Because when you're born in a country, you become a citizen of that country. Isn't it? You're born in Russia, you become Russian. You're born in America, you become American. By birth. Naturalization by birth or whatever. So I'm born in India. 1998, I was born. Now, how old am I now? I'm 5 and 2. I'm 7. So 7 years old, then you start moving, walking here and there. So I'm slowly, I'm starting to walk here and there. 7-year-old boy. I'm 9 years old now. Oh, well, I can walk even faster now. I never was very good in mathematics. Thanks, Maharaj. So now I'm 9 years old. So, Vaya Sandhi. So this Bharata Bhumate Hoila Manasa Janma Jara Janma Sartaka Kara Para Karupakara. Lord Chaitanya said, if you're born in Bharat Varsha, then you should make your life perfect and preach to others. So now I'm a 9-year-old boy in Bharat Varsha and I'm trying to make my life perfect. And then I have to do welfare work for others. Parakara, upakara. In many ways we can see things. But we'll go to the next verses here. Evani natha rahibe tomara charane jabe jayagyataha karibe sevane. This is repeating. Bhavananda Rai said, this son Vaninath, he will remain at your lotus feet, Mahaprabhu, to always immediately attend to your orders and serve you, your agya and seva. Atmiya gyane more, sankocha nakaribe, jejave ichatave, se agyadibe. My dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please consider me your relative. Do not hesitate to order whatever you desire at any time you desire it. Sankoch, that's like Hindi, means hesitation. Prabhukai ki sankocha tumi nahapara janmi janmi tumi amar savam shekinkar. Mahaprabhu accepted Bhavananda Roy's offer. He's saying, without any hesitation, I accept because you are not an outsider. Birth after birth, you have been my servant along with your family members. Dina pancha satyabitari asibe ramananda tanra sange purna habe amara ananda. Now, Mahaprabhu is speaking still. Your eldest jewel-like son, Sri Ramananda Roy, he is coming to Jagannath Puri in 5 to 7 days. As soon as he arrives, my desires will be fulfilled. I take great pleasure in his company. Sange Purna. Purna Amara Ananda. So in his Sange Purna, in his complete association or complete bliss, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relishes great bliss in the association of Ramananda Roy. Just as Radharani relishes great bliss in the association of Vishakha. Vishakha is inseparable. Ramananda Roy is Vishakha Sakhi and Sri Damodara is Lalita Sakhi. This is the general consensus on the Gaudiya Acharyas. So Rai Ramananda is none other than Vishakha Sakhi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani. Mahaprabhu is Krishna in Radha Bhav, experiencing Radharani's Bhav. So you know that, or you will know, or should know, that Vishakha is inseparable from Radharani. They're born on the same day, on Astami, Bhadra Shukla Ashtami. They're born in the same place in Braj Mandal, Barsana, and nearby Barsana. They're born at the same time, noontime. They have the same bhav, the same mood. And that's why, Bishaka, Bishaka, without branch, Bishaka. Vishaka, no branch, no difference. Whatever you are, I am. There's no difference. There's no bade. There's abade. Vishaka. Vishaka. There's no branch. There's no break. There's no separation. You are me, I am you. You go here, I go there. You stand on the right, I stand on the left. Where you're standing, I'm standing. You see on the altar, you must have noticed. Vishaka is the bosom buddy of Radharani. She's always shoulder to shoulder with Radharani. One shoulder Krishna, one shoulder of Radharani, Krishna. The other shoulder of Radharani, Vishaka. There is no separation. Vishaka means no separation. Their bhava is the same, their hearts are the same, their mind is the same, their movements, Vishaka. So you can understand how much satisfaction, pleasure, ananda, Sange Purnananda, Sange Purnananda, in the association of Vishaka, Radharani relishes unlimited bliss, Purnananda, full, complete, absolute happiness and joy. And in the that same Vishaka enters Gaur Lila as Ramananda Roy, and Radharani becomes the Mahabhav aspect of Rasaraj Sri Krishna Mahabhav, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramananda Roy gives Purnananda to Lord Chaitanya. Eta Bali Prabhu Tanre Koila Alingan Tanra Putra Savashire Darila Charan. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Roy. The Lord then touched the heads of his sons with his lotus feet. Well, this is a great blessing. All the sons of Bhavananda Roy, they attained the dust of Lord Chaitanya's feet, Shire Darila Charan. They held on their heads the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. What fortune. This is the perfection of a son of God. All the sons of Bhavananda Roy are sons of God. Hambija Prada Pita Sarva Yona Shikontaya Murtiya Sambhavantiya Tasambrahma Mahadyonir. Hambija Prada Pita. Krishna's telling Gita, 14th chapter, 27th verse. He says, all Sarva Yoni, all these species, all these animals, all these beings, all the beings that you see or don't see, invisible and invisible, moving and unmoving, all the beings and creatures in the universe, the known and unknown universes, they're all coming from me. And I, Aham Bija Prada Pita, I am the Mahapita, I am the great father, the God Father, the Father of everyone. God the Father. We say God the Father. Indeed, God is the Father of every single living entity. Aham Bija Prada Pita, I am the seed-giving Father. So I am the Father of Bhavananda Roy, I am the Father of all his sons, I am the Father of all fathers, God of all gods, King of all kings. So everyone is a son of God. So all sons of God will find perfection. All the sons of God, all the children of God will find perfection when their head is decorated or holding upon it the lotus feet of Gauranga. So this perfection was attained at this moment in Puri when Bhavananda Roy offered his four remaining sons to the service of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya very mercifully placed his lotus feet on their heads. Shire Darila Charana. Shira means head. Shire Darila. So we can also pray to the sons of Bhavananda Roy. O sons of Bhavananda, O Vaninath Roy, O Ramananda Roy, and Bhavananda Roy, you were so fortunate that Lord Chaitanya embraced you, Sparsha Linga, he touched you. So Bhavananda Roy, please bless me, that Lord Chaitanya will also touch me, that he will embrace me. O Bhavananda Roy, please bless me, that the teaching, that I will embrace the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and the teachings of the Shiksha, Sri Chaitanya's Shiksha, Shikshastakam, that the teachings of Lord Chaitanya will embrace my heart and mind. And oh, son, now I turn my attention to the sons of Bhavananda Roy, Vaninath and Rai Ramananda. Of course, he's not here right now, but these other four sons. Oh, four sons of Bhavananda Roy, beginning with Vaninath, I pray to you, I pray at your lotus feet, because you're so fortunate and you're so compassionate, being such elevated Vaishnavas, Nitya Parishads of the Lord. I pray to your lotus feet. Please bless me that I can attain the same fortune that you have attained, that I can have the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya upon my head. Shire Darila Charane. So So these are the prayers. These are how we approach the merciful devotees in these various leelas. We approach with a straw in our teeth, with great humility, with prayer and submission and petition. Please benefit me. Please bless me. Please help me. It's not a story. These are persons. It's not a drama. It's not some drama that we read about as passive observers. We must be very actively involved in the drama. And we get involved by entering the hearts of these devotees. We get involved by praying to them. We get involved by remembering them. We get involved by telling others about them. And that involvement produces result. The result is mercy flows. And when the mercy flows into our minds and hearts, then everything changes. Everything becomes cleansed. Chaitodarbhanamarjanam. We become elevated, transformed, enlightened, accepted. We want to be accepted by Bhavananda Roy. We want to be accepted by his sons. Because we'll know them. Someday we'll meet them. Someday we'll know them. They will be our friends and associates. They are not beyond us. They are not untouchable to us. They are not invisible to us. They are available for us. They are our future company. They are our future friends. So get to know them now. Become friendly. Get to know them. Establish a relationship, a sambandha. Sambandha gyan. Sambandha means not only gyan, but means prem. Sambandha prem, sambandha gyan. Relationship of affection. So tomorrow, we will hear the story by the mercy of the Lord, if we have the fortune to sit again together. We will hear the story of Lord Chaitanya takes prasadam from the Sanodiya Brahmana in Mathura. This is very, it's right here. This is Mathura Mandala, Jurasi Kosh. So tomorrow we will hear the very interesting story of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted prasadam from the Sanodiya Brahmana in Mathura. Now you have to think, of course it's Ekadasi, don't think too much. What type of prasadam did he accept? And why did he accept it? And where did he accept it? And who is this Sanodiya Brahman? And how is he so fortunate that Lord Chaitanya is accepting food from his hand? What did he do to have that fortune? So all these questions start arising in our mind. But don't think too much about what prasadam he gave him, because we're fasting. Today's Ekadasi.